So this patient has a cardiac tamponade secondary to a left ventricular free wall rupture post-MI. A cardiac tamponade is going to present with pulsus paradoxus, which is AKA paradoxical pulse. That's a drop of greater than 10 millimeters of mercury of blood pressure on inspiration. We're also going to see Beck triad, BECK, with cardiac tamponade, which is going to be number one, JVD, number two, muffled heart sounds, number three, low blood pressure. Okay, so cardiac tamponade equals a pericardial effusion plus low blood pressure. Okay, so it equals a pericardial effusion when we have hemodynamic instability. Now, it's the acuteness of fluid accumulation around the heart that matters, not the volume. So you can have a slowly accumulating high volume that does not lead to a tamponade, such as, let's say, with malignancy, breast cancer, lung cancer, with a chylus accumulation over 6 months, whereas we could have a stab wound to the chest or a left ventricular free wall rupture with a smaller accumulation that leads to a tamponade. So if we did an ECG in this setting with a cardiac tamponade or a pericardial effusion, if we had normal blood pressure, we would see electrical alternans on ECG. It's not an answer here, as we have paradoxical pulse as the answer, but I just thought I should throw that in, that in a different question, you could have electrical alternans, just alternating or slight variations in the amplitudes of the QRS complexes due to fluid moving over the heart and the distance between the electrical activity and the leads sensing that activity. It's changing with the fluid movement. So electrical alternance. Now looking at the other answer choices, dullness percussion, it's not right. Dullness percussion is classic for consolidation of one of the lungs, such as if we had a pneumonia. Could also be seen with pleural effusion, you know, classically stony dullness, but not what we have here. And choice C, pulsation above the manubrium, that's a classic finding for aneurysm. Okay, so if we get an aortic aneurysm question, they could say that there's a pulsation above the manubrium. So it kind of sounds like a weird descriptor, but it's high yield. And you could also get a AAA, abdominal aortic aneurysm, with a pulsatile mass in the abdomen. Now, choice D, ST segment elevation, diffuse. It's a classic finding in pericarditis, okay? Now, we can get pericarditis post-MI. It's a fibrinous pericarditis. Occurs within a few days of the MI. It's literally just called post-MI, fibrinous pericarditis. We'd have diffuse ST segment elevations. And we can also get a second type of fibrinous pericarditis called Drezler syndrome, which is antibody-mediated, and that occurs 2 to 6 weeks post-MI. Not only would we see the ST segment elevations diffusely on ECG, but patient would also mention chest pain that's worse when lying back and that improves when leaning forward. For choice E, tracheal shift, that's classic for pneumothoraces, okay? So we'd have an ipsilateral shift with a spontaneous pneumothorax, contralateral shift with a tension pneumothorax, and we can also see it with aortic aneurysm to go with choice C. So you could get a question that says pulsation above the manubrium with a tracheal shift. You're like, why is there a tracheal shift? Is there a pneumothorax? No, it's tracheal shift is not limited to pneumothoraces. So you should just be aware that you can see that with aneurysm as well. But bottom line is, be aware of cardiac tamponade, presents with Beck triad, okay? So low blood pressure, muffled heart sounds, JVD, and you can get pulsus paradoxus, which is a drop of greater than 10 millimeters of mercury, blood pressure on inspiration, and it's the acuteness of the fluid that matters, not the volume. That's it.